There also seems to be like a much more systematic approach to training people, yes, and a lot more drilling.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of jiu-jitsu schools like, oh, show the arm bar from the guard. Here, we hook the arm. Okay, I go under here, my legs, I make my leg, I lift up. Okay, you practice. Everybody, get together.
It drives me insane. It
drives do it a few times.
Insane.
Like, I'll go to jiu-jitsu classes sometimes, and they'll literally go over two techniques. You drill it twice, and then the last rest of the class is just people rolling.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Five minute goes.
Maybe.
It drives me insane, Joe, because I come from this wrestling background, and then I also like sports psych and the study of high performance is like, mm-hmm, that's what I love.
Yeah.
I love studying people who are the best in their field at whatever they do. And we know without a shadow of a doubt, just saying go for 5 minutes is not the most effective way to train someone.
No.
Does not
no.
happen. So in wrestling, there's a whole bunch of different you could do. Some days you might do matches. Some days you might do a 30-minute go. Some days you might do groups of 3 1-minute go. Some days you might do situations. I start on the single leg. I start on the high crotch. I start on front lock, right? And so there's all these different scenarios